This week on It's So Bad, we're adding the Shaquille O'Neal-inspired fighting game, Shaq Fu, to the endless list here on the podcast. Chris, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm dandy.
And Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Mike.
That is excellent. Excellent. We are adding this week another fighting game to the endless list. How many fighting games do we have on this thing? A lot.
We have Street Fighter. We have Garou. We have
Pit Fighter.
Pit Fighter.
Sort of a fighting game. Godzilla Save the Earth.
Yep, Godzilla Save the Earth.
It's kind of in the same vein as Pit Fighter, Godzilla Save the Earth.
I don't see any others.
I think, oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, duh. Yeah. But of course.
Street Fighter Alpha is the Street Fighter we have on there. But yeah, this week we're adding Shaq Fu to our endless list, which currently goes from number 1, Super Mario 64. Last week we added number 7, Halo Combat Evolved, to the endless list, and it currently goes to 85, Jurassic Park Trespasser. And very much, I would say, this game is a contender for the title of the worst game on our list currently, which is Jurassic Park Trespasser, as I just said, the 1998 release. But yeah, we're talking about Shaq Fu, and who wants to take a stab at what this game is?
I think we take it to our fighting game, our resident fighting game expert.
Is that me?
That's you.
Well, I mean, it's a fighting game. It's a fighting game that was made in 1994. So it was, around the same time of Street Fighter II. It was after Street Fighter II, correct?
I think Mortal Kombat 2 was 93. So.
I think it was inspired by Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2 and Street Fighter. I would call it like a knockoff fighting game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, with Shaq's likeness, and I think Shaq had like some creative input into it, basically saying he wanted a game like Mortal Kombat.
Yep, that is exactly what happened.
You can see a lot of like mechanical influences, I would say, or maybe development influences. Like, a lot of the animation and stuff seems similar to Shaq Fu, but we can get into, or Mortal Kombat, but we can get into that.
Yeah, so at this time period, there was like a weird, I think the NBA was just, in basketball in general, was very popular with Michael Jordan. And they also had like big, huge superstars at the time that we just don't have now. So you saw a lot of basketball-inspired games, like Charles Barkley, Shut Up and Jam. You had Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City, Slam City with Scottie Pippen. There was a whole bunch of these games, and Shaq Fu was just like the most bombastic out of all of them. I guess Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City is also pretty crazy, which is a platformer where you use the basketball to kill enemies. But yeah, the developer, which is a French developer, Delphine, they also made Another World or Out of This World and Flashback, and that's really where the character animation comes from. They have a technique that they use called rotoscoping, which is used in cinema as well, where you film somebody, like a person with a real camera, and then you draw over those people. And that's how they animated this game. And that's how they animated Another World and Flashback as well. They had zero experience making a fighting game before this game. It wasn't even supposed to be a fighting game. It was supposed to be a basketball game, but they changed it because Shaq was like, I really like Mortal Kombat. Make Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. But I think it kind of showed, like, I think the Mortal Kombat influence is pretty strong for sure. More so than Street Fighter.
they said, I guess, to Shaq while they were making this, they said, we're not going to make a game as good as Street Fighter 2. Just to let you know, this game is going to be much worse than that.
Yeah, Shaq was like, take my money.
Well, I mean, they were paying him, definitely, to make this game. So, the likeness. But yeah, this game, for the time period, it had 40 people working on it, which is like a pretty big team for 1994, for development-wise. I think most of the games that we talk about, they have like a dozen people working on it from that time period. And I think it has a lot to do with the animation, because the animation in this game is really good. It's like one of the only thing that's really good. And yeah. And the stage design is really good as well.
Yeah, I think the entire visual design in general is a bright spot for this game. I think like the fluidity of the character movement, and like you said, like the design, I think it's, you know, appropriately colorful. Like, it's not drab at all.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I really liked it more than I expected to, at least visually.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely has some fluid movement too. Like, I'm not the most proficient fighting game player, but like Shaq jumping in the air and like doing like a somersault spin through the air to land behind people, I always found that was pretty smooth when playing this game.
I felt like the jumping was pretty terrible because of the because you jump a set distance every time, right. You don't,
which is like
you have
the
no control
entire
over jumping.
Screen.
Right,
but the animation of him like flipping around,
right,
the air,
right, yeah. Right. Have you guys, so rotoscoping in video games was pioneered in like Karateka and also in Prince of Persia, where they took a video of somebody doing the motion and then they colored over it. Have you guys ever played Another World or Out of This World or Flashback?
Out of This World, I have.
Yeah.
No, never.
There are action platformers that are like, you have to be very deliberate about how you move, much the same way you would in a Prince of Persia. And they're very cool looking. Playing, they can be tricky. And again, it's a specific style of platforming that is not for everybody. But I think the way they just, given their experience and how they made games the way they look tremendous.
I think the thing I always associate with like movement of games that are rotoscope animated is they always have like momentum, like especially in like Prince of Persia, like when you move and you stop, your character like goes an extra step to like slow down. A realistic aspect of the movement that wasn't always captured in like other sprite based games.
And that ties into why this game is bad, right? Because I was watching, and I'll credit this to you, there's a YouTuber named Core A Gaming that goes over specific fighting games, and he was looking at Shaq Fu and like trying to understand why this game feels so bad, because it feels awful. It feels miserable when you're actually playing this. Yeah. It doesn't feel like you have precise controls. Like, Mortal Kombat is one thing where you don't feel like you have precise controls, but this is like two steps further than not having precise controls. And he was measuring in the video, frame by frame, certain things. So at the beginning and end of a jump in this game, there's 18 frames of recovery. Yeah. So you can't...
You're like locked out, basically.
Right. So it just feels miserable when you jump. And also you jump a set distance, which makes it feel even more miserable. You have no control over where you land. When you go from crouching to standing, you can't move, you can't attack, and you can't block for 9 frames. It just feels awful. So it feels atrocious. It feels like you're in mud playing this game.
Yeah, there were times I found where I was like doing like a leg sweep move, and I thought I had that control locked down. And then all of a sudden I'd be doing like an upward kick. And I was like, how am I... What's happening to Shaq right now?
Well, yeah. I think that's why I found that the best strategy in this game was just all of the like light attacks. Like anything fast was good because there were so many openings that the other characters had that you were fighting where they couldn't do anything. So
yeah,
if you just spammed light kick, you could basically win the first few levels easily.
I mentioned before, this right before we did this podcast, I ran through this on easy, and all I did was spam forward and light kick,
right.
And I beat the entire game on easy. You can't do it on normal because their guys are a little tricky, but you spam forward and light kick. You move forward, so you're constantly on top of them, and you're just going so fast that they can't do anything to you. It's terrible. It's not good. I beat the entire game just hitting forward and light kick.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, they give you a move button, I think it's called, which is neat.
In Genesis,
because jumping is so atrocious, there's an additional button where if you hit forward or backwards, you do essentially like a back dodge or a sprint forward.
Yeah, it's a teleport for a lot of people too, and you can also interrupt that for some of the guys. If while they're teleporting, you can hit them, which is really weird.
Oh, weird.
The Shaq does a backflip, right? Because that's what he's he was known for,
right?
Yeah, right. And then additionally too, it has blocking similar to Street Fighter or like other 2D games where you hold back to block. But then if you hold down and A for the Sega, you do like a projectile block.
Yeah, it's like a shield, yeah.
Which wasn't the most intuitive thing. I had to read the manual to figure that out. Not great.
This
game feels terrible, I'll say.
I mean, just hitting people in general feels terrible, because you usually in fighting games, when you hit somebody, you can see visually the enemy react to it, right?
The impact.
And this game, and you can feel there's like audio cues that happen where you're like, oh yeah, I hit this person with a very distinct feel. This game, there's like none of that. It's like very hard to tell if you hit somebody, especially if you hit somebody in the air. It's like, did they get hit? You have to look at their life bar to figure out if they got hit or not.
Yeah, sometimes you would collide with people in midair and both go flying back. And I feel like my character would take more damage and they'd have like a little sliver of damage or no damage. I was like, why did you fly backwards then? I don't understand.
It's just funny for a studio that is known for making games that are like big of momentum. Like nothing in this game feels like it has weight or mass like whatsoever. I guess let me rephrase. When you walk around, yes, it feels like you're walking through sludge, but when you're hitting people, it feels like there's no weight to it. Right. There's like no impact to it. It's just... Yeah, and I feel like there's plenty of times too, like when you're spamming one of those like light attacks that like when the computer decides it does not want to be trapped in there anymore, it's very easy for them to jump out of it.
Yeah, and there's also some special moves that are like stupid, where the guy who looks like Skeletor, I don't know his name, I don't know the names of anybody in this game, Skeletor with like a hoodie, with like a brown hoodie, he's a green guy,
yep.
He has a move where he can just instantly hit you no matter where you are, it like comes down from above, and then he also has a fireball. So that combination, if you're playing on normal, is like impossible because he just spams that, and it's so hard.
That's as far as I got in this game, because I didn't put that much time into it, but I was like, all right, I'm gonna play through, and I did some of the duels, but then going through the story, I encountered him and I would jump over his like dragon electricity or whatever it is, and then he just like bop me in the head with his other special move as I'm going through the air. I'm like,
yeah. And also on? Like the single player, you only play as Shaq, who has like the worst special moves. He's got Guile's
Sonic Boom is Guile's projectile.
Yeah, so he's got Guile's Sonic Boom, basically. And it's the same...
It's called a Shakurikin, I think it's called.
Yikes.
And he also has the fire leg, which is basically his leg that's just on fire.
Right.
Yes.
And it's like...
He has a Liu Kang-style like flying kick, too, but I don't think it's technically I think it's like a sprinting move.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not great.
I think
tell where Shaq weighed in on some of this stuff.
I think
he's
call
the only
it the Shakurikin.
I can't believe it's the only he's the only person you can play as in the story mode. It's wild to me. And the story, we should just say, is that Shaq, while on a tour with a charity basketball game in Tokyo, Japan, it's supposed to be Tokyo, but all of the symbology would lead me to believe it's China.
Yeah, it looks
like
China.
Yeah, it looks like China. Yeah.
And he speaks with a martial arts master and goes to another dimension, the second world, not Outworld, the second world, to rescue a young boy named Nezu from an evil mummy named Set Ra. That is the story.
Well, I like how the old guy asked if he's the magic one, making me think that it's actually supposed to be Magic Johnson who's supposed to be the one who's foretold to save this child, or maybe this game's foreshadowing Shaq's move to the Lakers in what would be 2 years after this game.
Let's just say that this game's writing is like some of the most atrocious, like amateurish writing I've ever read in a video game.
Well, wait, Shaq was on the Magic during the time this game came out. I think that's what that reference is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would.
The writing feels like one of us wrote it. Not to disparage anybody's writing skills that are on this call, but it feels like, or not even one of us, like an 8-year-old wrote this. They were like,
I was
going
to say, I think we would write a much better video game than this, Mike. How dare you?
But even the way it's written seems like it's like an 8-year-old wrote it.
I don't think it's very good.
I don't
think any of us would write some of the dialogue that Shaq directs towards some of the women characters in this game. I don't think any of us here would do that.
Yeah.
I didn't read any of the dialogue. I just skipped through it.
It's not good. I put in the Discord. You guys should look at the image from the ending that I put in there. Which is, after you beat Set Ra, the Beast, who is essentially Goro, it shows up on the charity basketball game, and Shaq says, "Oh no, not you again. I hope you play hoops better than you can fight, Beast."
And the fact that his name's Set Ra, there's just such a mishmash of weird cultural mythology in this. Like, you have the Chinese, like, mystic who introduces him, and then you're incidentally fighting, like, a Persian or Middle Eastern or Indian, like, guy with, like, a
sword. Oh, yeah, right.
And then the skeleton guy from, like, that's very Mortal Kombat. It's all over the place.
There's even, like, Terry Bogard or Andy Bogard is one of the characters in this.
He's,
from Fatal Fury.
And...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's RoboCops in this game.
I will say, like, from a fighting game roster perspective, it's pretty varied. Like, I think it would be fun to play all these different characters just one-on-one. I think... What?
there's the character Nezu, who's the little boy you're going after, who's playable only in the Genesis version. He has the smallest hitbox, and he also has Sub-Zero's moves, essentially. He can freeze you, and it's like a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah,
the one
time I got the Shaq fire roundhouse kick to, like, actually work was in a duel match against him, and it just went right over his head. And I was like, what the shit?
Yeah.
I was surprised to learn accidentally that, because I was using a 3-button Genesis controller, that if you hit start, it changes your kicks to punches.
Well, that's how they did with a 3-button Genesis controller for Street Fighter. That's how they did the changes from hard punches.
I guess I never played it on a 3-button controller. That's wild. That blew my mind. I was like... Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on there.
So they straight up copied the... control scheme from Mortal Kombat, essentially what
right,
they did. The same thing they did.
The move button becomes taunt, I think.
Right. So I have a 6-button controller, and the X is taunt, which is the top row of buttons,
got
X, Y, Z. I have no idea playing this game for, you know, however long I did. I played through, I think, 3 times to try to beat it. I had no idea what Fury did.
It just gives you... So Fury's like the meter that builds over time. It just gives you extra damage.
Why does it build?
It's like other fighting games, like when you take damage. I think it's like similarly like a stun type of meter, like it builds the same way where if you're getting hit a bunch without landing an attack, I think you get Fury.
Okay.
It's like a catch-up mechanic.
It's just very strange.
It's functions similarly in Samurai Showdown.
So there's also a blood code in this game, and you can do fatalities, but the fatalities are like super gory, I guess, for the characters that aren't human, but they are not gory at all for the characters who are human.
Yeah, I didn't use the blood code at all at any point.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just looked it up afterwards. But the fatalities also aren't input commands. It's based upon there's like you have to do a low light kick or a hard high kick. Like, it's not like it's like you have to tap, do like a half circle and then forward, A, B, X, Y, Z. It's not like that at all. It's just like 2 buttons. So it's much simpler. Supposedly. Although, for some reason, the special moves don't really work all the time that well.
I don't think they're worth it.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't understand. Like, I couldn't get Shaq's fire kick to work consistently. And it's just a fireball. I don't understand why I couldn't get it to work consistently. I could almost get his Shaq Hurricane, Hadouken, and to work consistently, but not the fire kick for some reason.
They really missed an opportunity of his projectile just being like the same motion of like him shooting a free throw.
Should have thrown a Pepsi. I kept wanting to drink Pepsi every time I started up this game.
He was a big Pepsi. He must have been a big Pepsi guy.
Must have been.
Another mark against this game.
Don't you dare talk about my Pepsi like that.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think that, you know, this game isn't great, obviously. But I do think there's a, like, wholesome kind of, for lack of a better term, like, a cuteness to it. Like, they really tried, you know, and it's... You know, it seems like it would be functional as like a 1v1 game, or at least much more fun, you know, kind of equally.
I just like the movement and the jumping is just so bad in this game that it's.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, like people jump too much in fighting games in general. It's kind of funny to just make the jump so bad that it really forces you to not jump.
It forces the developer to add in a teleport a button.
I kind of like the button.
I kind of think of these celebrity tie-in games as like being on the same level as like poorly made movie tie-in games too, where it's just like, yeah, we're gonna make a hack and slash that's like Lord of the Rings, and Shaq's like, hey, I like kung fu games, make me one that's all of them, please.
Yeah, I mean that's what it is. I mean at the same time period, he put out Kazam, which grossed $19 million at the box office. $19 million.
Yeah, the earnestness of this game also betrays a like shameless consumerism to it as well.
Right.
Like, put Shaq in everything. Go.
I mean, he also put out an album to promote the game. His second album, entitled Shaq Fu Da Return,
which implies that there should be a Shaq Fu 1 out there somewhere, or is the game supposed to be Shaq Fu 1, which does not make sense.
No, it's a second album, so that's why it's Da Return. That's why Shaq Fu Da Return exists. But the RZA's on it, Method Man, Warren G, Redman.
Wow.
It peaked at number 67 on the Billboard Top 200, number 19 on the R&B/hip-hop top 100. The cover art of it features the kanji for wind, which is pronounced Fu, but has no relation to the kanji that's in Kung Fu.
Huh.
Because they just pulled a random kanji that said Fu.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was 93, 94. They didn't have Google, you know.
Yeah, even that, though, if you just put Fu into Google Translate, it wouldn't translate appropriately.
Right. It's just, they probably leaned on the Wu-Tang Clan members that they had involved. They were like, yeah, what's the right symbol here?
I always thought of the Wu-Tang Clan as the early Google, like the proto-Google. That must be the...
other things to keep in mind. So this game was... There was supposed to be a sequel to this game, but it was canceled in the early stages of development, and I have to assume it's because of the amount of sales that the first one had, because I don't think it had very good sales. Also, have you guys seen the box art for this? It's literally Shaq standing in a black t-shirt making a kung fu pose. That's it. Yeah.
And this is Enforcer of Justice. I don't know if that's a reference to like his, like if that was part of his brand or something. Like,
I have no idea. It was like a stamp on it, like a seal of quality. It's really weird.
He was like only in the league for 2 years. How did he? It's just like crazy that like,
dude, he was.
I mean, he was leading.
He was all over the place.
Yeah, it was a megastar at this point.
It was just wild.
He was in Blue Chips too. I don't know when that came out. That came out early in his career as well.
He probably already shattered the backboard by this point. So I think once he did that, it was kind of.
Yeah, Blue Chips came out the same year as this game. So,
in searching the cover of this game, I've learned that there's a sequel to this game as well. Shaq Fu: A Legend Reborn for the Xbox One.
Yeah. We played it at PAX. It was not good.
It also
and Switch and PS4. Okay.
It also was not good.
Yeah.
It's a bad beat 'em up. Yeah.
They had so much time to learn from the mistakes of Shaq Fu 1. How could they do this?
The best is that there's interviews with Shaq where he's like, you know, Kazam and Shaq Fu, they weren't that great, but I'm making this new game called The Legend Reborn, and it's going to be really good. I have very much attention. I'm getting regular emails from the development team, and they're just trying to make sure that we're doing everything right. If it came out, it was like, shit. but yeah, so what else do I have for you?
I think Obama was in it. Just as a little tidbit, I think Obama's a character in Shaq Fu: The Legend Reborn.
What? No. Oh my god. Sure. All right, now I want to play it.
Oh yeah, DLC, Barack Fu: The Adventures of Dirty Barry.
Yes.
I promise you, it's real.
Good.
There also is a Shaq Fu reference in Uncle Drew. Does anybody remember Uncle Drew, boy. The movie?
Yeah. Oh, Uncle Drew.
The motion picture?
The Kyrie Irving vehicle?
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a movie.
What, Uncle Drew?
Yeah, I always thought it was just 2 years ago, right? And One Tapes or whatever.
Oh no, there's a movie, and Shaq is in it as part of his crew, and he is a kung fu martial artist in that movie. Huh. But yeah, beyond that, there. If you guys go to shaqfu.com, it's a website that's dedicated to destroying every copy of Shaq Fu that exists. I don't think it's very active at the moment, but it used to be something that they very much focused on.
Well, hopefully they accomplished their mission.
My Adobe Flash. Yeah. My Adobe Flash player is blocked. I can't access it here.
But yes, we should get into the ranking as we've discussed this game to death at this point. And where does it go on our endless list, which currently goes from number 1, Super Mario 64, all the way down to number 85, Jurassic Park Trespasser. As I mentioned at the outset, this probably is a contender for the bottom of our list. Probably should start there. But just so before I get into that, I want to read you a snippet from the media of the time that says, this is a review of the game. The Shaq attack is back. The SNES version was good, but this Genesis game's even better. Shaq Fu can muscle its way close to Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, but the small Shaq sprites may keep some fighters at bay. However, spend some time to master Shaq's attacks, and you'll gladly play the Fu. Game Pro review, 4.5 out of 5.
For what, fun factor?
No, for the entire
overall?
Thing. Entire, yes.
Was that a review written by a McKeel O'Reill?
Maybe, but yes, where do we want to put this in our rankings?
So you made a lot of noise about this challenging Jurassic Park Trespasser for the worst game on the list, but I wonder if we should work down to that and maybe start at another Hollywood video game tie-in around Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Oh, that I think Kim Kardashian Hollywood is a way better game than Shaq Fu.
Really?
Let's start there and go down.
It's entirely functional.
I was going to say, do you think... I don't think Pit Fighter is better than this game.
I think it is. I think the Genesis version of that game is better than this game. Especially, I think it's multiplayer is way more fun.
I guess if we assume we're talking about the Genesis version of Pit Fighter.
And the arcade version, too. We can, you know.
The SNES version is just awful.
Like, brutal. Brutal.
Unplayable.
But I would go back and play Kim Kardashian Hollywood before I put this game, for example, and go deeper into that casual RPG experience. I am the only defender on the planet of Home Alone.
Not today, you're not.
Yeah, not today. I don't think. Sorry, you go, Chris. You go first, Chris.
It's you know, Home Alone is just like an ugly. I don't know, just an ugly, hideous-looking game, but it functions, you know? Like,
for what it is?
It's just,
yeah.
It just functions. That's it. You know what? There's.
I think this is kind of the opposite. Like, I think this doesn't function, but it's a pretty game.
Right. I think this game goes below Home Alone. I also think this game goes above Pro Wrestling, because Pro Wrestling is a product of its time, and it's really boring, mediocre game. But it, again, it functions. And where I see it being held up is at Jurassic Park Trespasser. I see, and I've said this multiple times in our chat before we did this, I see this game as a complete game that they developed, and sure, it's terrible, but it's finished, right? Jurassic Park Trespasser feels like a game with a lot of high ideas, and it feels like it was rushed out the door. And it doesn't feel like it's finished. And in that regard, I would put Jurassic Park Trespasser lower on this list than Shaq Fu.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, in 1994, it was not, I don't think it was easy to make a fighting game. I don't think it's easy to make a fighting game now, but, like, you know, that early on and, you know, comparing it against Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2 at the time, like, it's hard to reach those levels. But I think that it was an earnest attempt. I think, you know, you say it's not, I don't think it's dysfunctional. Like, I think it's a functional game. I just think it's bad. I think it's poorly implemented. Jurassic Park Trespasser, like, goes backwards, I think, compared to other FPSs of the time.
I'll say this, though. So, you can beat Shaq Fu on easy by just spamming a button, pressing forward. And I think that is poorly implemented, but it's also like a complete failure of design and everything that they're doing in that game.
Yeah, in early Mortal Kombat games, if you just jab or spam high punch, what I think it was called, like the jab, basically, you could get pretty far in that game. Especially on, you know, like easy mode is, it's hard to fault a game for how easy it is on easy mode, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I think, like, Jurassic Park Trespasser is, like, a bizarre game.
for, like, a lot of reasons, right? Like, Minnie Driver is the voice, which is super weird.
That's the least bizarre thing about it.
There's, like, random points where you'll walk over. There's, like, markers on the map. And if you hit it, a voiceover plays for some reason. But there's no cue. There's just, like, small things. The main thing is that you have an arm that you hold out and you try to pick things up and you can, like, twist it around and it's just ridiculous.
I think that's, I think that is how, like, you aim. Needs to be the focus of the argument. Like, Jack Fu has functional arms. Trespasser does not have functional arms.
Yeah, well, and I mean, just the level.
Technically.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I mean, Trespasser seems like, you know, there was ambition there to I don't know, try to change gaming, right? And they just failed. Whereas, like, Shaq Fu is, like, it's Shaq's vanity project, and it essentially forced a studio that had no business making a fighting game, forced into making a fighting game. It just to massage his ego, you know, like.
You could see, but you could, like, look at the development of that game and look at their history of the development company and say, I totally understand how they got to this product, right? Because they were making these games using this rotoscoping technique, and they kind of stood out in that regard, and that's what their look was. And they're like, yo, we should do this, but we should make it into a fighting game. And they probably went down the path of, like, animating this and doing everything they needed to do, and they were like, shit, we gotta do, like, fighting game stuff on top of this, and it just doesn't jive, but we've already invested so much in doing it this way. Right. So it's like, fuck.
It's like, yeah, like, when you say, like, it was supposed to start off as, like, a basketball game, and then Shaq's like, no, I want my own Mortal Kombat game. Like, the people who work in that studio, they probably knew that they were like, oh, man, we're in a shit spot right now.
Yeah, yeah. I still think, like, yeah, I think that it's unfortunate because whenever we play a bad game, I'm always like, yo, I want to make it to the last of the list. I don't think this game is worse than Jurassic Park Trespasser, though.
Yeah, I don't.
I just don't think it is.
Funny, both published by Electronic Arts.
Yeah, that is funny. I didn't even realize that until just now.
Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I haven't played much Jurassic Park Trespasser, so, you know, I really kind of defer to you guys that did, but, yeah. Oof,
I just think if someone said, yo, I've got a copy of Shaq Fu, like, let's play some, like, two-player, like, let's just fight. I think that would be a non-zero positive amount of fun.
I would probably say, why don't you just go outside instead?
Yeah, and listening to the conversation around Jurassic Park Trespasser, there was like a level of bewilderment that you guys were expressing about that game that I just don't see. I don't hear that in this conversation. So I think Jurassic Park Trespasser is safe for another day.
Yeah.
So we have a new number 85 on our endless list. It is not Jurassic Park. It is Shaq Fu, the fighting game from Delphine Software. Congratulations. You are not the worst game of all
time. Wait, does Shaq do cameo? You are. Should we like pool our money and ask him like where he wants to be on this list?
Oh man, we should look that up.
Where's Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat's up in 29.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably say it's better than Dragon Warrior and Cuphead. Shaq Fu.
Shaq Lawson, I can get on cameo, but not Shaquille O'Neal. It's unfortunate.
Well, can we just ask that guy?
But yeah. You can find our complete endless list in the podcast description. It's on our Medium page. It is now 86 entries long. Every week we'll add a new game to our endless list. But yeah, what else do I have for you? Follow us on Twitter at itsobadpod. Itsobadpod@gmail.com is the email address. Yes, I will also say during this episode, it might have already gone. Who knows? If someone DMs me in the next week or so, or has DM'd me in the past week, I should say. We're giving away a copy of the collection of Mana. So if you follow us at itsobadpod on Twitter and DM us or send us an email at itsobadpod@gmail.com, you might have a shot to win a copy of Collection of Mana. We're doing that. You got to the end of the episode. You have been rewarded. So Shaq Fu, number 85. And thank you guys so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for laughing at my Maquilo real joke.
I did it. Thanks, Chris.
See you guys.